for the Word of God in Scripture, for the Word of God among us, for the Word of God within us. We proclaim, thanks be to God. There's a lot going on today. Today is a first Sunday, and we're doing communion here in this service. It's also the start of a new sermon series, Walking with Jesus. It's also my favorite month of the year for sermons, stewardship and generosity. It's All Saints Day, and it's 2 days before a major election. And I want to talk about all of that, actually, friends. I think it all collides and connects with one another. I think you and I need to find some space for generosity in our lives, particularly when the world doesn't feel very generous. Someone's got to be generous out there if we're going to make the world a better place. Guess we're as good as any, right? I think the second piece is the fact that there's a communion table right here, and we're all going to be partaking of that here in a moment. And we know that has to do with walking with Jesus. I know that as I think about saints, and that someone from my family was up there on that screen, and that many of us are holding lots of names inside of our hearts and souls right now, that people have been through where we're at before. That there are saints whose shoulders we stand on, who've come to these moments in history where there's one side versus another, and particularly in a room like this, they're all mixed up and you're all here together. And they got through it. I'm very mindful that 2 days before the election, many of us feel actually really far from the kingdom of God. Anyone feel that way this morning? That things are really far away. That when Jesus says, you're not far from the kingdom, you go, Jesus, you don't know our situation right now. It feels really, really far from the kingdom of God. Because we've all been cooked up into a frenzy, friends. And by now, you've probably solidified who you're voting for. And not only solidified in that, you're starting to group off and tribalize off into that particular choice and go that other side, that other person, that other choice. They are what is wrong with the world, with America, with our lives right now. And you're all cooked up, right? We're all boiling over right now as a society. Very far from the kingdom of God. And into a world of disputes comes this text. In a world of conflict, in a world of fighting, comes these words from Jesus. What is the greatest commandment? What's the thing that we should pay attention to more than any others? And if you haven't looked, the Old Testament is a whole lot more of the Bible than the New Testament is. In fact, it's almost 3/4 of it, right? Versus this section. So when the scribes come and say, what's the best thing in all of this? Sum it all up, Rabbi, right? It's a challenge. And Jesus says what's traditionally known as the Shema within Jewish tradition, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. And you may have memorized that text sometime in your own faith journey, and there's all different words depending on which gospel you're in, and even the scribe repeats it back to Jesus in a slightly different way than Jesus says it to him. Because what we're after here is, it's all of you. Love God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. Hear, O America, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. I don't know if you've heard, but Kamala and Don aren't God. Did you know that? Oh my goodness. They're not God. There's an actual God. A God who is running all of it and running through all of it, in and around and surrounding all of it. We serve God, not a political party, not a personality, not the Donald, not the Kamala. We serve God. What does it mean for us to take a moment and go, oh yeah, that's right. I'm part of a larger reality. This election is just one drop in the bucket of human history. And I'm not saying it doesn't have consequences. Each choice in life has dominoes, right? And they will fall where they fall, friends. But even in the midst of all of that, God is God. And I promise you, we have lived through far, far, far worse choices and situations than this one on Tuesday. I promise you that when this was written, when Jesus said these words, that the world was a worse off place. And in the midst of that place and situation, Jesus says, "Hear, O Israel." Today I say, "Hear, O America." I say, "Hear, O Justin Spurlock," because I need the reminder too. I've already turned in my ballot. I voted for somebody, right? I'm a mess just like you. I need to hear the words. God is God, not either one of these political candidates. And what does it mean for to love God with all of my being? To stand on the shoulders of saints who love God with all their being? Or, like you and me, had moments where they loved God with all their being, and other moments they were like, I'm trying. Right? I'm trying. That gets us to the point that we are here at this moment, today, where God is God, running through all things, that God is both the God of the living and the dead. And some of you have some perceptions out there that whatever happens on Tuesday might be life or might be death. Doesn't matter. God's the God of all of it. In life and in death, as Pastor Dave quoted, we belong to God. In our baptism, we belong to God. And not to make this even a more Christian thing, but did you hear that both Don and Kamala have both been baptized? Oh my goodness, friends. Oh yeah. Oh, we got a lot of work to do, don't we? Yeah. Oh. We're not far from the kingdom of God, friends. Even if it feels like we're really far away. I promise we're only one step away. You know what that step is? It's called faith. We're always one faith step away from the kingdom of God. What does it mean to step into, oh yeah, God is God, and my life can be consumed in God rather than media, rather than politics, rather than the current world situation? There's something bigger and larger happening. It's called God's kingdom. And then Jesus adds this extra step. Because quoting the Shema, that was a smart move, Jesus. But this next one is actually a pretty obscure quote from the book of Leviticus. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Turn, see someone who's a neighbor this morning. I promise you, they are pretty easy to love. But let me add a layer. The people you are looking at this morning, some have voted very differently than you. Aha. You are sitting next to people who you probably believe are destroying America. Yeah. What does it mean to love our neighbors in context and not abstract? And if you think that's hard, let me do you one harder. For those of you who are Republicans this morning, can you love Kamala Harris? For those of you who are Democrats this morning, can you love Donald Trump? I just let that sit and get real uncomfortable there for a moment. Yeah. See, friends, we're asked to take this out of the intellect and out of the abstract and to allow it to reside inside of us for real people, real names, with real faces, with real ideas and real ideologies. And if you go, well, Justin, Don or Kamala is not my neighbor. There's another text about loving your enemies. I could just throw that one in there too, okay? It's all there, friends. One way or another, we're covered here. We got love. And in the next 48 hours, I'm going to be looking at you saying, I want you to look at your screen, whether it's a TV screen or one of these screens, and when those faces come on, I want you to go to the one that you voted for. You're not God. And for the one you're not voting for, I love you. I love you because God loves you. And you're going to really struggle with that because I'm really going to struggle with that. I am one step of faith from the kingdom of God. That step of faith looks like love, friends. One step. But it's one of the bravest, most courageous steps that we can take in our lives, to love the person who represents for us all of these other things that we don't want to have happen in the world and in our lives. The person who represents the thing that is going to take our nation, whatever course you think it's going to take, and to go, I'm going to try to love this person and the people who vote for that person and that party. I'm going to love my neighbor as myself. And in so doing, remember that God is God. I love the Lord my God with all of my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength, my understanding, my being, and I will love my neighbor and even my enemy as myself. Amen.